702.
WhatsApp profilway.
On 072. 702-1702.
So let's talk a milestone in the development of effective malaria vaccines. The World Health Organization estimates that there were about 229 million cases of malaria in 2019. Now, globally, malaria's annual death toll stands at over 400,000 with no improvement in the last 5 years. Now, two-thirds of this terrible loss is among African children under the age of five. So last week, you'd have heard news around Cenaria, a live vaccine which consists of infectious plasmodium malaria parasites. And of course, Dr. Nyati will explain all of that to us. That are being injected into the subject at the same time as they receive an anti-malarial drug. But just to tell us more on the milestone and developments of effective malaria vaccines is Dr. Fundile Nyati, our resident GP and of course a CEO of Proactive Health. Good morning, Dr. Nyati. Always a pleasure.
Good morning, Rufilo, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, Dr. Nyati, much has obviously been made of this specific development because of that 75% efficacy rate, which has been established and something that the WHO, the World Health Organization, has hailed as a positive development.
It really is. You know, you introduced the topic by saying it's a milestone. It really is a milestone. You know, with the numbers that you shared earlier of how many people get infected on a yearly basis, you know, 229 million people across the world with, 409,000 people dead as a result of malaria, you know, in 2019. I mean, those are huge numbers, and most of those are in sub-Saharan Africa and largely under five. So when you've got a disease that has been consistently, you know, causing so much human harm, you know, it's something to celebrate to then hear that there is now a vaccine that is effective in ensuring that there's a significant reduction of those kind of infections and deaths.
Absolutely.
So this is a breakthrough in one of the major public health challenges of the globe.
So, I mean, we know that, you know, since the 70s, medical scientists have been trying to develop a safe and effective vaccine against a malaria-causing parasite. Without this kind of success, without much success, just take us back to the very, very beginning, which is, you know, just establish for us, you know, malaria, what causes the disease and what has been the battle that scientists have been fighting?
Well, I think... malaria as a disease, it is a disease that affects human beings, being transmitted by mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a mosquito specifically a female mosquito, will bite a human being, suck blood from a human being, and if that human being has malaria, then the mosquito will carry, the germ, which we call Plasmodium falciparum.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that germ then will be with the mosquito. And when that mosquito bites another person who was not infected, then it introduces that germ or parasite, Plasmodium falciparum, which then gets into the person's body, goes into the liver, goes through some stages in the liver, of growing up within the liver there, and then it spreads throughout the whole body.
Mm.
And it can cause major, major, major disease within the person. Sometimes it's lethal because it can affect and kill, you know, the organs like the kidneys and the liver, sometimes the brain, and may even cause severe anemia. So that really is a problem with this thing, that it can cause severe damage to the organs of the body.
Mm.
And that's why with the under fives, it normally overwhelms them and it kills them.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, prevalence, we spoke about the numbers that 229 million people have been affected by malaria. And we spoke about the fact that, you know, many of those, the annual death toll stands at over 400,000, but many of those in sub-Saharan Africa. You know, on the continent, the prevalence of malaria and the potential for this vaccine to stamp it out in which areas and which reasons and, you know, which states?
Yeah, I think what's also important is to know that it is in the tropical and subtropical areas of the world where you find, you know, the high incidence of this disease. Now, so those areas which we call that have got temperate climate, more the northern hemisphere, they don't seem to have so much of a problem with this disease. So sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia, and some parts, you know, Latin America, that's where you find this thing. So in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, so most of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa, you know, are actually affected by this disease, and that's where most of the load of infections and deaths across the world, you know, you actually find it in this part of the world.
So, Dr. Nyati, you've touched on the deadly complications of the malaria disease. And, you know, if you could talk to us then about the vaccine itself, the type of vaccine it is, and the 75%, the 75% efficacy rate that has been established. Just explain all of that to us.
Yeah, just before I tell you about that one, I must mention that in 2015, there were some researchers who did come up with a vaccine. Remember, in past weeks, we talked about different types of vaccines where we may use a live germ, you know, or that has been weakened, or we can use a dead germ, or use parts of a germ, you know, what we call recombinant, you know, vaccines.
Yeah.
So there was a recombinant vaccine that uses proteins of this Plasmodium falciparum, which gave hope, but it was not licensed ultimately because the issues of safety were not really clear, and also the efficacy was quite low.
Yeah.
So that was something that gave promise, but it was not licensed. So for the first time, we now have a vaccine that is both safe and effective, 75% effectiveness. And this is a live vaccine. So what happens then is that there is an injection of the live Plasmodium falciparum germ into the vein of a human being. And at the same time as the vaccine is being injected, then a person is put on chloroquine treatment on a weekly basis. Now, there's three injections at day one, at day six, and at day 29. So three injections into the veins within a four-week period. And every week, that person is on antimalarial drugs. So what that does then is that the injected vaccine goes into your liver and then, you know, grows inside the liver, the sporozoites, they grow within the liver and then throughout the body. So when they come out of the liver, then those new germs are killed by the drugs. But at the same time, the body develops immunity at the same time. So that is a new regime that has been, you know, pioneered by these German scientists, and it has been found to be effective. So all of the people who participated in that study, especially those who were not given the placebo, they were found that after a 12-week period, they had a lot of protection against this, you know. So 10 out of 13 of these guys actually had total protection, you know, against this thing. So that is a first, you know, in the research against, malaria, and it is something that surely is a game changer in the fight against malaria across the world.
It's such a fascinating process that you've just described to us, Dr. Nyathi. It really, really is. And I just wonder, though, you know, it's a three-part vaccine regime. Already we're dealing with, you know, COVID-19 vaccines and, you know, seeing in some countries that people haven't, whilst they have gone for the first jab, have not returned for the second one. And it's a really pressing matter globally. And you wonder, well, if we're all so concerned and worried and paranoid about COVID-19, surely that alone should drive you to go and come back or to go back for your second jab. Obviously not to underplay the huge breakthrough that's been made here. Any concern or any sort of indication that these scientists might find following up or staying on the regime, the three-jab regime or four-week regime, might be a problem? Will people sustain it?
Look, I think let's also just talk about the fact that, you know, you've got those anti-vaxxers out there, and they are spreading their messages against vaccination, all types of vaccination. Mm. We have seen the impact on COVID-19 vaccination where they are discouraging people. We've seen the impact on measles and other childhood vaccines. And we will also hear, you know, them about this one as well. But that should not stop us, from actually, you know, advancing medicine. So I think it's early days, but I mean, the study is very convincing. And I think, considering the risks, the deadly risks of the germ, the benefits of the vaccine far outweigh the risks. You know, especially if you live in this part of the world, it's one of the killers.
Absolutely.
in the sub-Saharan Africa. Absolutely. So for me, we need to actually applaud this thing and we need to embrace it. But like I said, the anti-vaxxers will still be there to try and discourage people from using this. So it's about, you know, saving your life versus listening to people, you know, who are spreading disinformation.
And in terms of safety, Dr. Nyathi, how safe has this vaccine regime been found to be? Any sort of adverse effects that are anticipated?
Yes, like all vaccines, there will be side effects, you know, but the beautiful thing here is that, amongst the participants, they've found very mild, you know, side effects, which is, mild headaches, mild raising body temperature, and fatigue. Those are the only three symptoms adverse effects that have been found relating to this. Remember, you are injecting a live, a germ.
Sure.
That when you are infected with it, will cause extremely high temperatures, extreme, chills and stuff like that. So you get a little bit of that, but this is like mild stuff that you get, which within a few days, those symptoms, they go away. And when you are going for the second and the third, dose of this thing, then those symptoms, they actually diminish. So it's really more from the first one that you start to see these, but the second and the third, there's a diminishing, adverse effects. Mm-hmm. So it's highly efficacious, it's simple, it's well tolerated, and it's highly immunogenic.
Dr. Nyathi, of course, these adverse effects that one might get or might get after the first jab are, pretty standard when you are vaccinating anybody or vaccinating your child. You tend to see those, if at all. Just explain to us very quickly. I've got one more question that I also want to squeeze in after this. Explain to us very quickly what is happening in the body what's occurring in the body when that happens, or if that happens.
Symptoms or what you would call adverse effects are actually proof that your immune system, that is your white blood cells, that is the defense of the body, has recognized something foreign coming inside. They have mobilized all the different soldiers within the body, those that produce antibodies and those that actually fight the germ, gobbling up the germ. The efficacy of this vaccine is that it triggers all those different types of soldiers that help you to fight germs. And so by you experiencing those symptoms, it's actually proof that the body has responded and it is producing the antibodies, and it is sensitizing those cell-mediated immunity, that is those cells that gobble up the germ. So it is not something that you should actually worry about. It is proof for you that you were not injected with water.
Any indication, Dr. Nyathi, if this is a one-time 3-week vaccination regime, or will there have to be a top-up later on in life? How long does this protection last?
Well, at this moment, they have not been able to say how long. But what they found, though, is that the high levels of immunogenicity and the fact that even the variants of this Plasmodium falciparum that come from other parts of the world, which are different from the one that's common here in sub-Saharan Africa, it's also effective even against those. So, which is good news, because then you don't have to worry that if I go to South America and get bitten by a mosquito there,
yes,
I might
absolutely
need a different type of vaccine. But in terms of how long the immunity, I think it's still too early. I mean, this study was only released on the 5th of May, so just a few days ago. So and it is very recent. So I think because there's what we call phase 4, trials where we monitor and look at effectiveness and adverse effect and stuff. So they will continue to look at how long the immunity lasts after this. But at this moment, it is the most promising. In fact, it is a breakthrough that we all have been, looking forward to, since the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome news indeed. Good news indeed. And my goodness, I can only imagine the sort of euphoria and sense of achievement by the team, that German team of scientists that, made this breakthrough. It really is amazing news, especially when you just consider the proliferation of NGOs, organizations, government programs across the continent that are solely aimed at dealing with malaria vaccine, malaria prevention, malaria education. It's been a terrible, terrible blight on our communities for a long time.
And the biggest problem has been that all the drugs that we use, this germ was getting so clever and resistant to most of them. So we're running out of options of treating this thing, which is why it is so, so, so important to have this vaccine.
Fantastic stuff. Thanks so much, Dr. Fundile Nyathi, for availing yourself to explain this breakthrough for us. We'll chat to Dr. Fundile Nyathi next Saturday, just after the 6:30 sports update.